Psalm 106. 105 and 106 go on forever, don't they? Amen. But it's a good psalm. This is what Wilmington's handbook says. I like Wilmington's handbook as just a little reference work. I like how he summarizes it. He says, it speaks of the history of Israel's unfaithfulness, an apparent continuation of Psalm 105. The writer once again called the nation to praise God. That's how he starts it. And it starts out really high. But then it goes into reviewing their history over again. Focusing this time on their own unfaithfulness, as seen, for instance, in the Red Sea crossing, the rebellion of Korah, Dathan, and Abram, the golden calf, Moses striking the rock, the compromise with the Canaanites during the time of the judges. That is a scary thing. And when you read about their compromise with the Canaanites, you can relate that to today, to right now, what's happening in the United States of America.
Absolutely.
We are compromising with the Canaanites. That's not good, folks. But this is a good news. Despite this repeated unfaithfulness, the Lord had saved his people again and again, both to defend his honor and to show mercy.
Wow. Amen.
God, show mercy on the United States of America. The writer ended his history lesson by asking God to deliver his people once again. And then Psalm 106:48 closes in a doxology that's really precious, that's really a blessing. And that's what we're going to focus on today. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say amen. Praise ye the Lord. That's what it's all about, folks. If we praise him. Last week the message was on focus. One of the things it was on for the last 2 weeks, actually, was focusing. And it is important for us, amen, not to make light of the fact this country is in bad state. The whole world is in a bad state as so many people are walking and turning their back on God and going after other gods and going after hedonistic living where they're living for themselves or trying to do a few good things, but they aren't turning to Jesus Christ for salvation, and that's what's really important. So we can stand and we can say this doxology together and mean it because we're walking toward him, we're facing him, we want to get as close as we can to him, and we want to bring others into the fold, right? Let's stand and let's say this together. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting, let all the people say, amen. Praise ye the Lord. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Ah, Lord God, you made it all, and we're here today to join together to praise you. Amen.